Hey there, Quajo here, and if you haven't heard my voice, I'm the new host of the Art of Online Business. Quick update on my new offer. I did not expect the initial launch spots to sell out so fast. I'm talking about Facebook Ad Setup to Success, which is one-on-one Facebook ads coaching for the driven course creator from me, three Zoom calls within a month, and unlimited support in between so that you can run your lead generation campaigns, your launch campaigns, your SLO, self-liquidating offer funnels, exactly like I would, getting all my tips and tricks and strategies, plus just unlimited support inside of Slack or Voxer, or one lady's even doing it from inside of Messenger, with screen recordings, Loom recordings, this sort of thing, questions. This is what I'm doing, but all those limited spots at the initial launch price, they are gone. And I just wanted to explain that out of integrity to the people who took those first spots. The price has gone up, and there's one spot, maybe two, if I do some scheduling jujitsu for May. Otherwise, we're booking into June. You can click on the link in the description below to find out more, or you can go to theartofonlinebusiness.com/call if you need that kind of one-on-one Facebook help. All right, back to the episode.
This is the show where I bring you the best tips, tactics, and strategies for using paid traffic to grow your business on autopilot. You also hear what's working and not working right now from the top minds in online marketing so that you can get more leads and sales every day without having to empty your wallet in the process. All right, let's jump into it. Hey, what is up, everybody? How's it going, my friends? Welcome to episode number 107 of the Art of Paid Traffic podcast. Rick Mulready here. Thank you so much for coming to hang out with me today. Really appreciate that. On today's episode, we're going to do a Q&A, as it's been a little while since I've answered questions here on the show. And I've taken these questions that we're going to dive into from the live webinar that I recently did all about Facebook ads for local businesses. But even if you're not a local business, this is all going to be super relevant for you as well. Now, as I'm recording this, I just wrapped up a whirlwind weekend. On Friday and half of Saturday, I held a live event here in San Diego for my small group intensive, as I call it, group coaching group. Lots of groups there. It was awesome. We had the group come in to San Diego. We were down at the Grand Hyatt downtown. We rented out a suite and just workshopped, did hot seats all weekend. It was really a lot of fun. And then that ended at around noonish on Saturday. And I went right over to, luckily it was in the same hotel. I just had to switch towers. I went over to speak at Amy Porterfield's business building workshop, which was a lot of fun. It's always good to see everybody there at Amy's event. So I did a session on stats and what to do once your ads are running. And then we did a panel that afternoon. And then we went into a speaker dinner that evening where Pat Flynn and John Dumas and Melanie and Devin Duncan, a whole bunch of people were there and had a lot of fun. So I had a day off on Sunday. My wife and I went to the beach, got away a little bit up in Encinitas here in San Diego. And then on Monday, another day of full coaching back down at the hotel as well, including the winner of episode number 100, where I gave away a 100-minute strategy session. And Chris from flyride.com was the winner for that. And he's actually here in Southern California, and he drove down to meet up with me, which was a lot of fun. So it's been a whirlwind few days here, but I'm loving it. Love getting to speak with all of you guys. Those of you guys who've come up are listeners of the podcast and saying hello and introducing yourself. Love talking to all of you. We're looking forward to the opportunity to do that again very, very soon. So on today's episode, we've got a lot of questions and topics to cover, including things like how to allocate your local marketing budget, tracking the ROI of your Facebook ads, creating offers, retargeting, targeting, choosing the right objective, how to read your ad stats so that you can make educated decisions on how to optimize your ads, and a whole lot more. As you can tell, we've got a lot to cover today. Before we jump into it, though, if you are a local business, I want to re-invite you to a live Encore online training that I'm going to be doing all about how local business owners can use Facebook ads to grow your business. Specifically, create a steady stream of leads and customers while cutting your marketing budget. We're actually going to talk a little bit about cutting your marketing budget here today. We had such amazing feedback on this live training that I did, so that I wanted to do another one here at the end of October, just in time for the holiday season. So if you're a local business owner, a brick and mortar business, a realtor, etc., where you're trying to attract local customers, this training is going to be for you. And why have I been doing these trainings here? Because Facebook ads are the easiest and the fastest way to grow a local business, hands down. We're going to talk about that also here today. The training is going to be next week on Wednesday, October 26th at 9 a.m. Pacific time. So if you'd like to register for this free live encore online training, just go to rickmulready.com/local training. Again, rickmulready.com/local training. All right, let's get into the Q&A, shall we? All right, the first question comes from Stacy, and Stacy wanted to know, what's your perspective on Facebook advertising in regards to commercials, newspaper ads, postcard mailers, etc.? Should we focus our energy and money solely on Facebook ads? And this is such a great question. This is why I wanted to start off with this question. And it really comes down to, you know, where should you allocate your marketing budget as a local business? And if you're already doing commercials or newspaper ads or postcard mailers or whatever it might be, or Google AdWords, it's really important, number one, to know, you know, what your results are from those strategies, from those marketing avenues. Because if you don't, it's going to be really hard, obviously, to compare. If you start doing Facebook ads and the results of your Facebook ads, you want to be able to compare the results among all of your marketing channels. So if you are doing, you know, local radio commercials or local TV commercials or newspaper ads or AdWords or whatever it is, be really clear on how much you're spending and then what your return is for those channels. Okay. And I would recommend even keeping like a spreadsheet of this, you know, what your ROI is, how much you're spending, whether it's per week, or per month, and then what the return on that investment is. And then if you're not already, I would absolutely suggest that you start testing out Facebook ads for your local business as well and start comparing the results. My guess and my experience has been your Facebook ads results are going to be a lot better than those other avenues and a lot more measurable too. You know, when we do commercials or newspaper ads or postcard mailers, a lot of times those are really hard to measure the ROI. Certainly not impossible, but they're oftentimes really hard to measure your ROI. And when it comes to Facebook ads, you can be very specific on measuring the ROI of your Facebook ads. And we know we have a lot of students in my programs where they're doing Google AdWords and then they start testing out Facebook ads for the first time because they think that, you know, Google AdWords, I'm a local business, I have to be there. Facebook ads are different for local businesses. And so they've been reluctant to test out Facebook ads. And then they, once they start doing it, they're like, holy cow, get me out of the Google AdWords contract that I'm in as quickly as possible because my Facebook ads results are blowing the other results out of the water. So I'm not saying focus your entire energy and money and budget on Facebook ads, but do test it so that you can see how it compares to your other marketing channels. If it is blowing it out of the water, then yes, focus on Facebook ads, because this is how I've heard countless stories from students who are able to cut their marketing budget by, you know, testing out Facebook ads, comparing the results, and then saying, okay, you know what? Facebook ads are doing really, really well. This is all I'm going to focus on, and off to the races they are. So that's how I recommend, you know, looking sort of at Facebook ads compared to your other marketing channels as a local business. Now, the next question kind of ties into this, and it was from Brad, and he said, how do you tie revenue to a Facebook ad campaign? Well, whether you're using, so you obviously want to be using the, you want to be tracking your conversion. So you want the Facebook pixel on your thank you page. So whatever that is, whatever, if it's a sales page or an opt-in page. But as far as tying revenue, if you have your pixel on the thank you page after somebody purchases, then you want to make sure that you insert, or you have a value, I should say. Well, there's a couple different ways to do it. If you insert a standard event code for the checkout, you can put a value in that. And then if you're doing a custom conversion instead, one or the other, then you can add a value to that as well. So you can very specifically tie the revenue. You can see when you pull up your reporting, go to customize columns, and then you can get into the, I think it's the websites section in there. You can look at what the checkout value is for your ad campaign. So you look at, you know, one ad set that you're doing, and it'll say, oh, I've spent whatever, $50 on your ads, and that your revenue was $75 or something like that. So you can very specifically tie the ROI and see the ROI within your Facebook ads campaign by using the value of whatever your product is or service that you are selling. All right, the next question is around targeting as a local business. You know, so if you have a business that is relevant for a variety of people, like maybe like a restaurant or a car wash, I'm getting a lot of questions around how do I really dial in my targeting for my business if I'm that type of business that is relevant for a bunch of different people, you know, unlike a like a pet store where you can target a behavior like someone who buys pet supplies. Where if I'm like a car wash, for example, well, I really appeal to anybody who has a car in my local area. Well, I would encourage you to do at that point is use the geographic and demographic targeting. So you can geographically target the radius around your business, you know, within a whatever mile radius that you want to do, a 1 mile, 5 mile, 10 mile, whatever it is that you want to do. And then you can target a specific demographic. So this comes down to really knowing your demographic for your business. Does it skew, you know, more male, more female, either one, a specific age range? Get really targeted there from a demographic standpoint, and then use the image and the ad copy to further target or narrow down your audience. Okay. So when you start geographically and demographically targeting an area, it's very broad. It is targeted, but it's targeted not from a specific interest standpoint or behavior standpoint. So what I recommend that you do in that case is use the image and the ad copy to sort of further filter in or narrow in on your audience. So speak directly to your audience that you're trying to attract in your ad copy. And so you're using the image and the ad copy to further target. All right. You're targeting broadly and then using the ad itself to further narrow in on your audience. Okay. The next question came around placements, and there's a bunch of people that were asking about placements because Facebook recently rolled out an update to how you choose your placements when you're setting up your ads. And unfortunately, Facebook is recommending the default option is the it defaults to all placements. Okay. So if you choose that, your ad's going to run in the news feeds on the right side and Instagram audience network and, you know, all that stuff. So I do not recommend going with Facebook's recommended or slash default option. Okay. So uncheck that box. There's another box there that says like edit your placement. And so edit your placement and break out your placements from there. And what I like to do and what I recommend, what I do in my own business and what I teach my students is to break out the mobile newsfeed and the desktop newsfeed into different ad sets. If you're retargeting, if it's more warm audience, then I would test the right side ad. But outside of that, you know, yes, Instagram, if you want to test Instagram, make sure that you're doing Instagram by itself in its own ad set because it's a different platform. You know, the messaging is going to be different. The image might be different, the videos, et cetera. So you want to make sure that your ad is native to that platform. One thing I see a lot of people doing is combining Instagram, for example, in with their Facebook ads. No, no, no. You got to break that. If you are going to run on Instagram and test that out, you got to break that out. So do not go with the recommended option that Facebook is now prompting you when you get to setting up your placements. Do the edit section or edit option, I should say, and then break out your placements instead. Okay. All right. These next couple of questions here are about the offer and what you're offering in your ad. Fueza, I think that hopefully I'm pronouncing that right, was asking about for a salon, is it better to do a discount percentage or save, you know, X amount of dollars? And I think this is a great question. And I want to kind of call out a word here that a lot of people use when they're asking questions. Is it better to do this? Is it better to do that? And it really is no better. There is no better. It's testing to see which one performs better for you. Okay. So for a salon, though, I would probably start off with save, you know, X amount of dollars off of your, you know, your next haircut or whatever it is that you're offering there in the salon. Because I'm guessing at a place like a salon, the percentage discount might be kind of low, like say like 10% or something like that, versus if you can say save $25 off of your next haircut. It's just kind of a psychological type of thing. And so again, there's no right or wrong on this. It's about testing. But in that case here, I would probably test out first saving the dollar amount and having that as your offer. Amy wanted to know another question about an offer that she worked for an auto detailer, wanted to advertise one of the detailing packages that they have. What should the offer be? So again, here, there's that, you know, what should it be? There's no should. It's just a matter of testing. What is the offer that can add the most value to your target audience? Okay. And so this is where you might, maybe you offer, I don't know, a free or not a free, you wouldn't offer a free on the detail, but maybe it's like a free upgrade to new customers or a percentage off on the new customers or something along those lines. It's looking at what you offer within your auto detailing business in this case, or any business that you have. So looking at what you offer and then what sort of, how can you begin that conversation to attract in your ideal audience that's going to add value to that target audience? That's how I would encourage you to start looking at, you know, what kind of offer to make in your Facebook ad. Okay. We always want to make sure that we're offering value and starting the conversation with our target audience there on Facebook. All right. The next question, we're going to shift into objectives. I got a lot of questions about objectives. And Dana wanted to know about, can you talk about the difference between the objective of sending people to your website and website conversions? So this question has come up a lot lately. So here's how I want you to think about objective. So the objective is the first thing that you choose when setting up your campaign. Okay. Before you even get to setting up your campaign, make sure that you are starting with setting up your strategy, knowing what your strategy is. So I'm running Facebook ads because I want X, Y, and Z to happen. And Z very likely is, you know, ultimately going to be a sale of your product or service. Okay, so be really clear on what your strategy is. Then you want to choose the objective that aligns with that strategy. So for example, if we are going to send people to a blog post on our website that's relevant to the audience that we're trying to attract, and then we're going to retarget those people with a relevant, you know, opt-in, you know, a free lead magnet, or maybe it's an inexpensive offer or something like that, then we want to use the objective, you know, send people to your website. Okay. When you choose an objective, you're telling Facebook, show my ad to as many people within the target audience that I'm about to set up who are most likely to take this action. Okay. Whether it's click to your website or opt-in or convert on your website or convert on your landing page. Okay. So you're telling Facebook's algorithm how to basically set your ads up. It's so, so important to get this right. And Facebook has a lot of different objectives, you know, like video views and awareness and all this type of stuff. You want to choose the objective that most aligns with your goal of the campaign. So if your goal of the campaign is to get people to, you know, register for an event or a webinar or training or whatever it is, then you'd want to do website conversions. Because again, you're telling Facebook, my goal is to get conversions here with my ads. I want people to opt in or register. And so Facebook will show your ads to the people in your target audience who are most likely to take that action, to opt in, to convert. Because Facebook has all this data about its users. It tracks all of this stuff. And that's what, you know, the whole Facebook algorithm we keep talking about is working in the background. Okay. So choose the objective that most aligns with what you're trying to accomplish with your ads. Okay. On the next question here with objectives, Celine said, I just started doing Facebook ads for a new automotive service business. We're offering a free road trip inspection, but are not collecting emails quite yet. What objective should we use if we want people to call the business? Okay. So this is a great question. And this has come up a lot. Obviously, when it comes to local businesses, a lot of local businesses want people just to call them. Okay. So in that instance, website conversions or getting people to click to your website aren't necessarily the best objectives to start out testing. There is an objective instead called to reach people near your business. And all this one really is an awareness type of objective here. You don't really care necessarily who sees it based on the action that they're going to take, because you just want as many people within your local area to see your ad. Okay. So, and this is where you're going to kind of like the instance we were talking about before, where you're like pizza restaurant or a car wash, or in this case here, an automotive service business. You just want to reach as many people in your local area as possible and then speak to them specifically about the offer that you have. And you can include your phone number here in your ad there. All right. You can also have a call to action button that says call. I think it's call now or something like that. And then you can track this. There's services out there where you can get trackable phone numbers. So you can use one of those phone numbers in your ads and have it be specifically for Facebook ads. Okay. So if people are calling into your business from that number, you know they're getting that number from your Facebook ads. Okay. So that's what I would do in that instance for the objective. All right, let's move on to retargeting. We've got four or five questions here. Lots of questions around retargeting. Brian wanted to know, can we retarget people who visit competitors' websites? And no, the simple answer is no, because when it comes to retargeting on Facebook, we're talking, unless we're talking about video engagement targeting, we are talking about using the pixel. And so we cannot place a pixel on our competitors' website. So, you know, since we can't do that, we're not retargeting specifically people who visit competitors' websites. However, you can use the detailed targeting section and try to put, you know, see if your competitor comes up as an option to target from an interest standpoint. You know, this is the stereotypical type of targeting that when we think of Facebook ads targeting, we think of, oh, I want to target fans of, I don't know, Social Media Examiner or something like that. So you could try that with your competitors and target them that way, but you cannot retarget people who visit your competitor's website. Chantel wanted to know, can you use the Facebook pixel for your website and track different actions on your website, meaning like retargeting different audiences? For example, I have a client who's a golf course and they want to track visitors that navigated to the tournament page and then retarget them with an ad. They don't want to retarget everybody who visited the website, but just people who come to that specific page. So you want to make sure that you do have the Facebook pixel in your website's theme. It goes between the head tags there. So it's covering all of your website. But then you want to create a retargeting audience, or a website custom audience, as Facebook likes to call it, for that page. Okay. So when you're setting up your custom audience, you would just use the URL of that page. When you're setting up your audience, it's like set up an audience for people visiting a specific page. Choose that. You can do URL equals and then grab the URL of your tournament page in this example here and create an audience of people coming to that page. And then as that audience number builds, you can turn around and retarget people in that audience with a relevant ad. Maybe you're letting them know about, you know, like, I don't know, the next tournament is coming up, and you have a special offer for that tournament or something like that. But yes, you can absolutely target specific pages on your website. Great question. Peg wanted to know, do you target people with multiple retargeting ads, like a standard image ad and also a video? And Peg, I think that the best way to answer this is all of the above, depending on what your strategy is. So for example, if your strategy is you want to start off with a video ad that is talking about you, your business, how you can help people, maybe you're teaching something in that video, and then you want to turn around and build an audience of people watching your video, let's just say 50% of your video or more, and then retarget those people with another follow-up image ad. Again, we're using retargeting to move people along our sales funnel. So yes, absolutely, you can do that. It just depends on what the strategy is that you're trying to achieve. But you want to be using multiple retargeting ads to move people further along your sales funnel. And obviously, that's going to be different for everybody because we all have different strategies and so forth. Good question there, Peg. Peg, if you were listening, that's a good question. It's a good question nonetheless. All right, moving on here. Steven says, does Facebook auto update your email list, or do we need to resubmit it as we get more email subscribers? This is such a great question. So two different ways to answer this. Number one, Facebook does not auto-update your email list unless your email custom audience is being built off of the, let me kind of back up here and sort of think this through. So if you're tracking conversions on an opt-in page, okay, and you have an audience of the thank you page. So everybody who's opting in, you're building an audience of those people who are opting into your email list. As more and more people opt in, that dynamically updates. So you don't have to like, you know, resubmit your or re-upload your email list. If you have an audience, if you're building an audience out of an opt-in thank you page, that's going to dynamically update. So no need to worry about that. However, if you have multiple, you know, you probably have multiple ways that you're building your email. It's like people are coming to your website, people are doing, you know, off of your Facebook ads, whatever it is, then yes, you do need to re-upload your email list. And I'd recommend doing this. The frequency, I should say, that I recommend you doing this is based on how quickly your email list is growing. Like if it's growing really quickly, then I'd be doing this maybe once a week or something like that. If it's growing very slowly, then you don't need to do it as frequently. But Facebook is not auto updating your email list unless you are have an audience there from your thank you page, from your opt-in. Okay, meaning right, you're running your Facebook ads to an opt-in page and that will dynamically update. But I do recommend, because you're getting people joining your email list from all different types of avenues and so forth, sources, then you do upload your email list into Facebook. And so make sure, and you, when you do that, there's an option there. I forget the exact words, but you choose an option there that says update the email list. Like, and it, Facebook will look at what it already has and then compare it to what you're uploading. And then we'll just add the new ones from what you're uploading to your existing list. Super, super easy to do. Last question about retargeting. Beth wanted to know, what if your website does not have enough traffic to retarget? This comes up a lot, especially for people who are obviously just kind of starting out. No big deal. Then if you don't have enough traffic coming to your website, then you want to hold off on retargeting. Now, what I don't recommend that you hold off on is getting that pixel placed and your audiences set up. Get your pixel, your Facebook pixel placed as quickly as you can. Start setting up your audiences and then let them build. But a lot of people think, well, I'm not getting enough, you know, I'm not getting very much traffic to my website, so I'm going to hold off on, you know, getting this pixel placed and so forth. No, get the pixel placed, get your audiences set up. Even if you have no plans to use that stuff right away, get it in place and then let the audiences start building. And then you can start with, you know, detailed targeting, like your interest targeting, your behavior targeting, your demographic and geographic targeting. You can target, you know, we call that like the cold traffic targeting. We can use that type of targeting. And then once your website traffic builds up and your email list builds up, that sort of thing, then you can start to incorporate those targeting channels into your Facebook ads. But no big deal if you do not have enough traffic to retarget starting out. Get the pixel placed, get the audiences created, and then just start using, you know, like the interest and the behavior targeting for your ads. All right, the last two questions are centered around metrics. Really, really important stuff. And Brad wants to know, any input on understanding and choosing which metrics to focus on? This is such a great question. We've covered it quite a bit here on the show. We covered it back in episode number 87 with Zach Johnson from Funnel Dash. And then more recently, we covered it in episodes number 101 and 102. 102 is webinar specific stats. I break that down all in episode number 101 as well. So if you've not yet heard that episode, make sure to check that out, rickmulready.com/101. But I will say this, as far as, you know, understanding and choosing which metrics to focus on, choose the metric that most aligns with whatever your objective is. So if your objective is conversions, the first number that you want to look at is what your cost per conversion is. What is the cost to get that lead? And then I like to look at, okay, how many leads have you gotten? How much money that you have spent? Then from there, I like to call them troubleshooting numbers, and I'm literally making air quotes as I say that. So troubleshooting numbers, using numbers like your click-through rate, you know, what is your cost per click? What's the conversion rate on your landing page? What's the relevance score? What's your frequency? Using those numbers to help make decisions on, if your cost per lead is really good, awesome. Then you can check out those other stats and see, oh, okay, is it, can I make some improvements here? Or if your cost per lead is not very good, and in episode 101, I go into like benchmarks and stuff like that. So make sure that you reference that episode if you've not already. Again, so as far as if your, let's just say your cost per lead is not very good, then you use the other stats to kind of help diagnose what the problems are. You know, maybe your conversion rate on the landing page is super low, and I like to see a conversion on an opt-in page be at least 20%. So let's just say that your conversion rate on your landing page is like 10%. Well, that tells you right there that that's probably a good place to start looking. You know, is there congruency between the ad and the landing page? You know, what's going on there? So use the stats to help make those decisions based on how well that initial metric is doing. Likewise, if your objective is, say, send clicks to your website or send traffic to your website, then you want to know what is the cost per click that you're seeing, okay? And then how many clicks that you've had go through and how much money that you've spent. And then you can look at, okay, well, what's my click-through rate? What's my relevance score? That sort of thing. Okay. So make sure you reference those other episodes, but most importantly, focus on the metric that most aligns with your objective. That's the first number that you want to look at. Cost per lead, cost per click, that sort of thing. All right. And then use those other numbers, which I like to call troubleshooting metrics, to help make decisions based on what you should be doing with to try to fix the ad, if anything. And then finally, Steven wanted to know what metrics indicate that your ad is working and how do you determine what to improve? Well, I just included this question because it's a different way of asking the same question that we just discussed. Okay. So what I do recommend, though, is when you go into your ads manager, make sure that you're not necessarily using the default. I think it goes to the performance option for the reporting. Go to customize columns and then create a report that has metrics aligned with what you are trying to do with your campaign, with the objective. Okay. And again, you want to focus on the objective. First and foremost, you want to focus on the objective, or I should say the metric that most aligns with what your objective is. So again, if your objective is conversions, what is your cost per conversion? If your objective is clicks to your website, what is your cost per click? And then use the other numbers, those troubleshooting numbers, to determine what to improve. So you can customize that report to get those numbers for your specific campaign, then you can save it. You can give it whatever name that you want. So you can come back to that report anytime that you'd like. Okay. So that's how I recommend looking at your metrics. All right. Hope you got a lot out of this Q&A today. We covered a lot of different topics. And as I promised at the top of the show here, yes, this was focused on local businesses, but a lot of what we covered here today is completely relevant for any kind of business using Facebook ads to get people into a sales strategy for their business. Now, before we wrap up, don't forget, if you're a local business owner, I want to invite you to an encore live online training I'm doing all about how local business owners can use Facebook ads to grow your business, specifically create a steady stream of leads and customers while cutting your marketing budget. So if you're a local business owner, a brick and mortar business, a realtor, etc., and you're trying to attract local customers, this training is going to be for you, my friends. This training is going to be next week on Wednesday, October 26th. At 9 a.m. Pacific time. And so if you'd like to register for this free live online training, just go to rickmulready.com/local training. I'll be sure and link that up in the show notes for today's episode also over at rickmulready.com/107. Really looking forward to doing that training for you again. Thank you so much for listening today. Really appreciate it. If you've got a topic that you'd like to hear about on the show, or maybe a guest that you'd love to hear from, hit me up on social media. I'm at Rick Mulready pretty much on all the social media platforms, or feel free to email us here at support@rickmulready.com and let me know either the topic or the guest that you'd like to hear about here on the show. I am so pumped that it's fall here in San Diego, even though it's supposed to be like 9 degrees next week. My favorite time of year. I got a lot of great episodes coming your way. So until then, keep testing your paid traffic to find out what works for you and your business, and then do more of what's working. And I'll see you in the next episode. Really appreciate that on today. Whoa, that was really loud. We're going to do a Q&A session, as it's been a little while since I've answered Q's and A's on the show here.
Do you want to avoid the
7 biggest mistakes that burn through course creators' ad money, I see these over and over and over again, and I put them together in a mini email series. This is not fluff. Each of the 7 mistakes, I also have a recorded video tutorial showing you inside of Facebook Ad Manager how to fix those mistakes. This is good, solid, and it will save you money or help you make more money with your Facebook ads. Click down in the show notes below. You'll see the link, and you can go download it right now for free.